Hello everyone, I'm James. Welcome back to The Fearless Flyer. This is episode 40. Joining me, as usual, is my co-host, Grant.
Hi, James. Yes, welcome to everyone. Our last episode in the series, in the first series.
In the last episode, episode 39, we discussed regulatory stuff, the crazy different units for measuring things in aviation.
And the North Atlantic Track System, and that's like a motorway or highway in the sky over the North Atlantic.
Yeah, and in this final episode, we're going to be discussing the current statistics we have as to what are the most listened to episodes. We're going to talk about some of the current issues going on in the aviation industry at the moment.
Yeah, that sounds good, James. And we'll finish up talking about what we plan to do with the Fearless Flyer podcast in the next series. We'll have a look at a few statistics from this first series, as you said. Bearing in mind, say, the last 6 months, they won't be that accurate as we haven't got that much data available as what we've got from the first number of episodes.
Yeah, so the most listened to episode was our second one, which we titled Anxiety Loves Ignorance. And we named this episode due to the guest we had on, who was Dr. Marty Safe, who specializes in people who have a fear of flying. And during that episode, he made the statement that anxiety loves ignorance, hence the title we gave. In essence, this is what our podcast is about, giving you the knowledge about how an aircraft works so your anxiety can't feed off your lack of aircraft knowledge.
Yeah, and the second most listened to episode was our introduction episode one. That's probably logical. The third most listened to episode was episode seven on weather, specifically turbulence. Turbulence is undoubtedly the single largest driver of most people's anxiety towards flying. And the statistics that we have from the episodes listened to so far backs this up by a long shot.
In the year that has followed since recording that episode, it has remained one of the most prevalent issues in the industry due to a few injuries that have occurred due to turbulence in flight. So it would seem that nobody really likes turbulence, as it is uncomfortable and you really have no control over the feelings you get about being bounced around in your seat.
Yes, and to reiterate what we said in that episode on turbulence and to add a few things, it's simply a part of flying that cannot be avoided. And as we discussed in episode three on aircraft design, aircraft are well built and are capable of flying in the most severe of turbulence. The only recommendation I have for you is to always have your seatbelt fastened, albeit loosely should you encounter some unforecast turbulence. We actually do this in the flight deck. We always have our seatbelt on and just loosely fastened for that reason. The aircraft, it will always be okay. It's the contents of the cabin that would concern me as a pilot. But bear this in mind. Turbulence, you feel an up and down sensation. If there's anything loose in the cabin, it too will also go up and down in really heavy turbulence. So if you have your seatbelt on, you won't go up and down as your butt will be still secured against the seat. You as a passenger just need to go with the flow and let the aircraft ride it out.
Yeah, my favorite analogy to do with turbulence that I've heard and someone describe it is actually like putting a model aircraft into jelly. When you flick the jelly, it bounces all over the place, but it actually just remains where it is. It doesn't just drop out of the jelly. It stays where it is. It just bounces all over the place inside that jelly.
Well, that's quite a good analogy. I haven't heard that before. It makes sense. So remember, whenever you are seated, albeit just have your seatbelt loosely done up, and if the turbulence gets a little bit more than what you think it should be, just tighten it up, that seatbelt, and go with the flow. If you happen to be walking around the cabin, say going to or from the toilet, and turbulence starts, that makes you feel you can't walk, then simply sit on the floor and hold on to the seat next to you where you're sitting. You'll be okay.
Yeah, moving on from turbulence. Episode 3 on design, testing, and lift was our fourth most listened to episode. It was great to see such an interest in this episode, as it shows our audience does not simply want to listen to the episode that talks them about their particular anxiety, but that our listeners want to also understand the background into the actual aircraft and how they are put together and tested. By gaining this knowledge, you create important building blocks and understanding how safe aircraft really are, dampening your own anxiety towards that topic.
Yep, that sounds good. Episode 29, which was on cabin crew training, was the next highest listened to. My only guess was this is perhaps it was placed on a feed somewhere where people were talking about cabin crew training after stumbling across this particular episode, hence its popularity.
until we've collected data for a year or so following the last episode, we won't really have a full picture of our listeners' biggest fears towards flying. But we can pretty much guarantee that what we've seen so far, that turbulence is the greatest anxiety our listeners feel. So if you feel you'd like a more detailed episode on turbulence, we can arrange that, incorporating some of the aircraft design and other aspects of the structure into a more broad discussion on turbulence.
Yep, that sounds good, James. The last few months, there has been a lot of concern about close calls in aviation, mainly aircraft getting too close to each other on runways during takeoff and landing. We've come out of COVID, whereby the aviation industry has lost a heck of a lot of experience and their currency with regard to being familiar with their work patterns. Airlines have suffered problems, airports, air traffic control, and all associated business with aviation are struggling to get back to pre-pandemic levels of operating. However, the loss of experience means even if manned correctly at pre-pandemic levels, the efficiencies and operational consistency aren't there yet. And this inevitably has the effect of compromising the industry's rigorous safety standards. It might seem that shortcuts are being taken and airport capacity is being reached, all of this with an inexperienced workforce, I don't know. But it has been great to see the United States regulatory authorities recognizing this and leading the way and saying that we must, as an industry, note these close calls and address these issues now rather than wait for a catastrophe to be the impetus to address the issues that are going on at the moment.
Yeah, and it's also worth reminding our listeners that statistics, as per episode 31 on accident statistics and the evolution of aircraft, and episode 38 on media sensationalism, show us that we are by far the safest form of transport. So please don't be scared off by the media, as they're usually sensationalizing their articles to gain more views or likes or what have you. And maybe just have another listen to episode 38 if there's ever an incident or an accident, or even write to us here at the Fearless Flyer through one of our channels, and we can get back to you with an accurate, factually correct point.
Yep, sounds good. Another issue that's being brought up that's going to be highlighted more over the coming years is single pilot operations. Now, I remember someone telling me many years ago about the time when they went from two train drivers to one train driver, and there was supposed to be a big uproar from the public, as the theory was that the traveling public on trains would feel this significantly compromised the safety of operating a train. However, the train companies simply put a button in the train that the train driver had to hit or touch at a certain point every certain amount of time. And this ensured that if the train driver fell asleep and thus he didn't hit the button at the scheduled time or within the scheduled time, the brakes would come on and the train would come to a stop.
This, however, would really not work very well in an aircraft for, well, obvious reasons. Also, given the complexity of aircraft systems and how a pilot integrates with them, etc. Also, how does one gain experience in order to deal with the monumental amount of different scenarios that flying an aircraft could present to the pilot?
Yeah, that's true. And now the folk that want single pilot operations are the businesses. It simply means less paychecks, which means more profit. There's a whole lot of issues that they will make up in essence to avoid paying for the safety of having that second person. And they'll argue that a ground-based operator such as used in today's modern drones is a sufficient backup. Personally speaking, I, as an experienced pilot, have quite a few issues with the concept of single pilot operations.
However, when all is going well, do you really need two pilots?
Well, no, the planes are designed to be flown by one person, and that's very simplistic in the concept of how the plane's designed. So the pilot can reach all the necessary controls, etc., from and see them from where they are sitting. However, looking back at the start of my career flying commercial passenger jet aircraft, I was very grateful for the old captain to lead me in my learning curve. And at this stage of my career, even in normal operations, I would have struggled to fly single pilot. So it was good to have that experience be passed on to me. Regarding someone sitting on the ground as my backup pilot, as long as their butt is not sitting next to me in an aircraft where there is the direct action going on, thus their enthusiasm for a positive outcome would not have as much impetus as if their butt were sitting in front of the aeroplane facing the direct consequences of their actions. Now, as I said, most Boeing aircraft I've flown, they're pretty much set for one pilot, namely the captain in the left-hand seat, to operate the aircraft single-handedly. We have a co-pilot to help us, to monitor us and vice versa. They are also there to get experience. And when the proverbial hits the fan and things start to go wrong, two pilots on the flight deck with real-time information is and will always be much better than one. And also, so much better than one in the aeroplane and one on the ground who is not facing the instant gravity of a developing situation with associated time lapses, etc.
Yeah, and there's another concern with a ground backup pilot. And we're talking here about having the ability of controlling a jet aircraft from the ground. And really, what a field day for someone with the ability to take control of an aircraft for more nefarious purposes by overriding the ground controller. In other words, hacking into the communication system between the computer on the ground and the aircraft.
Yep, that's a good point as well, James. Very good point. So in essence, single pilot operations is simply about making more money whilst compromising the safety of flight, in my opinion. The airlines can spin it in any way they want using their huge resources and ability to lobby legislators or politicians. But don't be fooled by them. It's about making money at the behest of safety. Simple as that.
Moving on, the next series is probably not going to even be a series, to be honest. Rather, one episode. And what we propose to do here is to talk you through a flight. This way you can stop and start the audio as the flight progresses. We're not sure if this will be of any benefit, but it is going to be worth a try. For example, we'll be talking about what's going on during boarding, what the noises you might hear as the aircraft is preparing to push back, what's going on during the engine start, taxiing out to the runway, etc., etc. And this will take you all the way to getting your bag at the luggage carousel at your destination.
Yeah, that sounds good, James. I was thinking about this the other day, and I think we'll even start a commentary, say, the day before you go on your flight, giving you some top tips to think about and helping you have a plan ready to go so that might help reduce your anxiety. Having a plan in place can make the whole travel experience go a lot easier, much like what we do as pilots when operating aircraft. And we'll discuss the sounds you hear and talk about what's going on behind the scenes, etc., during your flight. Then in series three, that'll be the final series, and this will be an ongoing series until we run out of ideas or you get sick of us. We'll be discussing historical individual incidents and accidents that have occurred in the aviation industry, what was learnt from them and thus implemented into the industry to make the industry safer. In doing this, we'll be referencing relevant episodes from our first series and basically expanding on what was the main cause or causes for the change in order to improve the safety of the aviation industry as a whole. We'll also talk about current issues that are going on with the industry and what is being done about them or what we should be doing about them in order to enhance aviation safety.
And just to finish up, a really big thank you to all our guests who have been on the podcast and helped us put this first series together. There's been too many to mention. However, every guest has brought with them a wealth of knowledge about the subject we were discussing in that particular episode. And it's been really good to have them on sharing their knowledge with you in an effort to help you improve your understanding surrounding aviation. And I'm sure, well, I know for myself, I'm sure I've learned lots. I'm sure Grant's learned a thing or two here. So it's been a really, really positive experience for all of
them. Yeah, it has been great having them. Lastly, to you, the listeners, some of you have given us some great feedback, ideas. They've told their family and friends. So a big thank you to you all. Your feedback has kept us going and we really appreciated it. And it's made us aware that we are helping folk who have a real fear of flying. So thank you for taking the time to get in touch with us. Every bit of correspondence has kept us going and feel free to send us messages whether you've got questions or you're curious about something or would like us to discuss something particular in an episode. We really appreciate it. So thank you, all of you. And thank you to your ears as well for listening.
And as per usual, you can always contact us through any of the contact options in the show notes page of every episode.
Okay, well, that's the end of this one. James, have you got anything else you want to add?
No, just thanks for listening. It's been 40 episodes, so Very exciting. I think the next one's going to be really good for helping those of you travel. Yeah.
From me, thank you very much to your ears for listening. And from James,
have a good day wherever you are, guys.